Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
As we explore good news in difficult times, consider this story. You're on a long trip. You're really hungry. A hamburger and an ice-cold soda comes to mind. So, you off-ramp into a small town with one grocery on the only street. The grocer says, "Well, go down the aisles, gather supplies, and make your own sandwich." Soft drinks are stacked by the bread. Consequently, you head to the next off-ramp, a gas station. The owner says, "Sorry, all we got is cold beer and a bathroom round back." Next off-ramp, you find an ice cream stand, but you're told, "Only ice cream here, sorry." All you want is a burger and a soda. Interestingly, this less serious scenario describes how people feel when they need good news. Instead, they are offered everything else. Nevertheless, there's still one source of good news in difficult times. You might be holding your breath with developments in the world, in your country. These are perilous times. Don't you just long for good news in difficult times? In global and national uncertainty, people are looking for normalcy, not upheaval. They want peace, not division. Plus, they sense they're missing deeper joy in their lives. Frankly, they long for relief and hope. And incidentally, we published a recent article called Relief and Hope. You can check out that episode to hear more about how to focus on relief and hope in troubled times. But for today's content, we'll focus on six resources that provide normalcy, peace, and joy. And here are those six things. First of all, comfort. We'll talk about that. Second, know that you are valued. That is more important than you might suspect. The third thing is a friend. The fourth thing is to wake up and pay attention. The fifth thing is that you have power and influence. And then the sixth thing is, but I'm so discouraged. So those are the six content focuses we'll talk about today. And believe it or not, these resources, all of them, all six of them, are found in God. Thankfully, they are yours for the taking. Let's start with comfort. Too many people are upset, floundering with uncertainty. And sadly, many people have lost loved ones over the past 5 years. Plus, some have just received bad news. Similarly, most people are just trying to make a go of it, in difficult circumstances they never thought they'd be in. All these people need comfort. Maybe you're one of them. Well, guess what? God wants to give comfort in abundance. Yet hardly anyone turns to Him for comfort in their troubles. I'd like to share a scripture that talks about comfort God longs to give you. It is from Isaiah 51, verse 3. "For the Lord will surely comfort Zion. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her." The Lord is in the habit of comforting. However, this comfort is experienced when you seek His face through relationship with Him. Remarkably, God specifically wants to comfort you in waste places. I thought that was a very interesting term used in Scripture. And you, along with me and everyone else, have certain waste places in our lives, areas where we've tried and failed, maybe broken plans and dreams, shattered efforts, violated trust. Truly, you need comfort in these kinds of life experiences. Further, God has the desire and power to turn your wilderness into an Eden. Remember the Garden of Eden? In fact, He promises to transform your life, your desert life, into His very own garden. Can you imagine your life becoming a fabulous garden, a place to renew, get away, reflect, and enjoy comfort? It's stunning. God wants your life as His garden. Remarkably, He has a way of turning terrible circumstances into something beautiful. If you want joy and gladness, turn to God for comfort. Then ask Him to turn your sorrow into a beautiful garden of hope. Spoiler alert, you have to mean it. Okay, that was comfort. Now let's talk about the second resource. Know you are valued. You are special. Indeed, chosen by God Himself. Here are some scriptures I think might speak to this. Isaiah 41, verse 9b says, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away." Then there's Isaiah 43, verse 10a, and that says, "You are my witnesses, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me." 1 Peter 2, 9a says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own." And then 1 John 3, verse 1a says, "See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are." Servant, witness, chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, a people of His own, children of God. The message is clear. You are valued by God. And further, this good news is helpful in difficult times. So that was the second resource. Know you are valued. The third resource is a friend. Let's talk about this. We've mentioned God calls you His child. Remarkably, He extends another amazing invitation to be His friend. John 15, verse 15a says, "I no longer call you servants, but I have called you friends." To be offered friendship by the greatest person alive, well, that's amazing. Subsequently, you have a friend. Remember that old hymn? "What a friend we have in Jesus." Well, interestingly, that song invites you into an intimate relationship with God. Take everything to Him. Ask for His intervention. Decide to learn all you can from Him and enjoy His companionship. And consequently, this is very good news in difficult times. The fourth resource is kind of a wake-up call. It's just simply wake up, pay attention. And it may not seem so, but a key resource that God gives to you is that kind of a wake-up call. Consider these scriptures. Isaiah 51, verse 4a and verse 7. "Give attention to me. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of man." God's wake-up call is directed to people who know Him. Interestingly, He reminds, "Don't live in the fear of man. Rather, live in the fear of the Lord." It's so easy to get caught up in concerns of issues today. However, God has a different message. Something like this: "I know what I'm doing. I'll take you through. Actually, I've been doing this for centuries. Trust me. Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world." John 16, verse 33. Truly, this is very good news in difficult times. So that was the first wake-up call scripture. The next one is from Isaiah 51, verse 9a, 10b, and 11, and it's portions of those verses. Awake, awake, put on strength. I am the one who made the depths of the sea as a way for the redeemed to pass over. With singing, everlasting joy, gladness, sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Here it is again. Wake up. Remember, it's me. I'll get you through your difficulties. Trust me when I say I know how to prosper you in your desert place. Plus, I can fill you with joy and singing and gladness. And your sorrow and sighing, it will fall off into yesterday. Once again, this is good news in difficult times. All right, the fifth resource is that you have power and influence. This resource is solidly based on a claim God makes for himself and a tool that he's given to you. So twofold, a claim that he makes for himself and a tool he's given you. And this tool is called right hand. God identifies himself as your God. He promises relationship with you. In Isaiah 41, verse 13a, he says, "The God who takes hold of your right hand. He walks beside you, holding your hand like an intimate friend. He intends to stay with you through all your life issues, providing companionship and guidance as you trust him. As Emmanuel, he'll be there for you in all your fears, insecurities, in your weaknesses, and even in your failures. Additionally, he commands you not to fear. Yet, in the same breath, he promises to help as he holds your hand." The right hand is a symbol of ability, strength, and power, providing services of protection and resources. God offers to strengthen your right hand with his right hand. So give him your hand. Then, as you trust him in your littleness, he covers you with his greatness. And by the way, some of the things I just shared with you are quotes from our most popular book, Celebrate Advent, A Life Response to Emmanuel. See why people love this December devotional book. Check it out in our bookstore. Now, this too, all of this about having power and influence and using your right hand, this too is good news in difficult times because you're no longer helpless. The sixth resource, and this is a good one, and I understand, it's common to many people. It's simply this: but I'm so discouraged. Honestly, this is a real issue. What help are the previous resources if you're just plain old discouraged, maybe even depressed? Well, here's good news for you. Isaiah 42, verse 3, and Matthew 12, verse 20, both say the same thing. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. What an interesting scripture. When I found this verse, I was actually excited because God is saying, and Jesus repeats, he will not break a bruised or discouraged person. Plus, he won't put out the flickering fire left in a weary soul. In other words, he's got you. Yes, even in difficult times. Furthermore, he encourages you with eternal truth. So remember these resources. First of all, his comfort. Second, that he values you. Third, you have him as a friend. It's his friendship. Number four, his wake-up calls. And number five, additionally, how he empowers your right hand with his own right hand. Seriously, These are just what you need when you're discouraged. Nevertheless, you must come to Him and seek His face. Thankfully, this is a faith thing you can do. More than anything, this is good news in difficult times. So now let's talk about some application thoughts and questions. Number one, where do you turn when you need comfort? Further, have you opened your heart to God's comfort? Number two, do you value yourself like God does? And additionally, have you embraced being a trusted servant, a witness of God's character, part of a chosen race, a member of a royal priesthood, an example of a holy nation, and remarkably, a child of God? Do you value yourself like God does? Number three, do you know what a good friend you have in Jesus? Number four, do you hear God's wake-up calls? And equally, do you pay attention? Five, are you reaching to hold God's extended right hand, His very power center? Further, are you using your right hand, your power center, effectively? And then number six, so importantly, how are you managing your discouragement? Why not turn to God for all the resources you need to live an alive and active life? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app. Or you can use our online player at the top of every article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.